This is JIS News. Coming up, infant and young child feeding policy well advanced, government to increase internet access across the island, and TAJ urges transport owners and operators to settle arrears. Details after the break. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Work is far advanced on the development of an infant and young child feeding policy for Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the policy will assist in reducing mortality and morbidity in infants and children by addressing their nutritional needs.
It is important that we engender healthy lifestyle practices in our children. Early habits are hard to break. If children are not properly guided very early, then chances are these nutritional challenges will follow them throughout their lives into adulthood.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The policy is being drafted by the Ministry of Health under guidelines set by the World Health Organization in its Global Strategy for Infant and Young Child Feeding and is supported by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. The government is working to increase the number of wireless hotspots across the island to provide internet access to students benefiting from the Tablets in Schools initiative. Come September, 30,000 tablet computers are to be distributed to students under the project, which aims to optimize learning opportunities within and outside of the formal school system.
Every single location will be a hotspot. That has to be a prerequisite even before you distribute the tablets. In addition to these hotspots, we are ensuring that those community access points that are now existing, they too will have access to free internet service. And so the youngster, if he's not in the close proximity of his school, can visit these community centers.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Transport owners and operators who have failed to make flat tax payments for the 2012 filing period are being urged to settle the arrears urgently. This as Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ moves to take court action against approximately 250 owners and operators of multiple public passenger vehicles who are in arrears for the 2012 filing period. The flat tax is a specially arranged amount which covers income tax, education tax, as well as statutory contributions for the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, and the National Housing Trust, the NHT.
We are advising persons who have not as yet made their payments that they still have the opportunity to come in, make the payments, or at least to make arrangements to make these payments to avoid further action being taken against them. In coming weeks, we're taking action against other operators who have failed to comply. But there's still an opportunity for them to meet their obligations, make their payments, and we would not move forward with the court action against them.
Director of Communications at the TAJ, Maris Horton, in an interview with JIS News. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging students preparing to sit the 2014 Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, to study hard and apply the material they have learned. The examination will be administered on March 20 and 21. Minister Thwaites says it's important that students remain calm and ensure they get enough rest ahead of the exams.
Relax and revise. Don't try and take in new material now. They've no doubt been well trained, and if they just are calm and thoughtful about the process, they will all do very well. And I'm urging them also to accept whatever placements in high school they get, because we are all fortunate to be able to get a place in high school.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites was speaking at the official opening of the refurbished computer laboratory at the Emmanuel Christian Academy in St. Andrew. The close to $1 million improvement project was carried out by the school's Parent Teachers Association. That was the GIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.